Ladies and gentlemen, as most of you know, the little old lady, fondly referred to as Aunt Maud, sadly popped her clogs a short while ago whilst enjoying her Christmas Day lunch. Although we're still investigating, it looks highly likely that Aunt Maud was poisoned. Obviously, this throws suspicion on anyone who had access to the kitchen. Our preliminary inquiries suggest there was at least one person working in the kitchen at all times this morning, except for a brief period of around 15 minutes when the butler assembled all the staff in the dining room for a team meeting. We'll be questioning all the staff shortly. In the meantime, I'll leave it to you to cast suspicious glances at each other and dig up any dirt that might be lying around. I need you to cast your minds back to what you were doing this morning. We're looking for anyone who doesn't have an alibi for between 11 and 11:15, who might have been able to slip into the kitchen unnoticed. We're also interested in motives. Who would want Aunt Maud dead? And why? Obviously, Aunt Maud's recent multi-million pound lottery win is a compelling reason for murder. But is it the only one? Now, be warned. This is a murder case. I know you all fancy yourselves as the next Scooby-Doo, but make no mistake, someone in this room is a killer. They could be shifting uncomfortably at this very moment or trying to look casual by sipping their drink. Don't be fooled. There is a highly dangerous individual at large, and you're all in danger. Anywho, myself and my team of highly trained and quite hungry detectives will be focusing our investigations on the kitchen. In particular, the as-yet untouched dessert tray. Just because Aunt Maud hadn't eaten any Christmas pud doesn't mean it isn't valuable evidence. I'll keep you updated with our findings. Now, where do I find the brandy butter?